Because what happens is people who stay stuck on the fence, they're kind of in between. They can't fully wrap their head around intuitive eating. They're not sure. They've got one foot in diet culture, wanting to lose weight. The other foot is like dipping their toes into intuitive eating. They waste so much time and energy in the indecision, especially compared to those people who just commit and they just decide. They make a decision and they go all in.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears.
Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and this is episode 325. Now, I'm going to keep this episode short and sweet because if you can't tell, I am losing my voice. But I felt inspired to share a message with you that I actually heard on another podcast. And the quote was, if you want to shorten the time frame, intensify the activity. And this got me to thinking about when I first started my private practice. I would take clients session by session. It was, you know, come as you're willing, you know, come as your schedule allows. Contact me when you're ready to schedule your next session. And what I found is that people would get distracted. Life would happen. And before you know it, 4 weeks, 6 weeks would go by before they were able to then get back on a call and come back in person at the time and dive back into their goals, right? Like there was a long time between sessions. Therefore, there was inaction around their goals compared to now, the Reboot Bootcamp, our nutrition coaching program, it's a 12-week program. And what that means is it's basically a sprint, which creates a lot of repetition and focus, which allows you to make massive progress in a fairly short amount of time. 90% of my clients get to the point where they feel like they don't need me because they feel really confident in the tools that they have, but also the skills that they've developed. Because every week, every other week, we are connecting and they are staying so laser focused on what they want to achieve and what they're learning with the non-diet approach. So they stay really connected, really, I guess, in the bubble. And so they don't lose focus because they've got their blinders on. They are focused on this specific activity of healing their relationship with food. And that repetition, that shortening the time frame or that intensity in that short amount of time shortens the time and speeds up essentially the time to get their results of feeling more confident in their body, of getting rid of the thoughts and the chatter around food and what to eat and counting and all these different things. And we talk a lot on this podcast about the difference between grace versus grit. And so if you're thinking about this, there's something that you want to shorten the time frame of achieving these results. You want to intensify the activity, but there's a difference between being intense and maybe being intentional, if that makes sense. And so I just want to encourage you today to think about what can you intensify? What can you focus on? What do you need to intensify or focus on right now in your life to shorten the learning curve? Maybe it's an intuitive eating approach. Maybe it's cooking. Maybe you feel like you struggle with cooking, but it's a skill you want to learn. Maybe you can commit to cooking at home, you know, at least twice a week and imagine how much faster cooking is going to feel easier for you. Maybe it's meal prep. Maybe it's even exercise, depending on just finding your routine, your rhythm. Whatever it is for you, I want you to really just think about that today. And If this episode resonated with you, we are closing applications for the Reboot Bootcamp at the end of the month. At the time of this recording, it is in October, and we will not open again until 2024. So if you're in a space where you want to focus on a 9-diet approach, you're ready to intensify those actions to get you there in a shorter time frame, I invite you to send me a quick message, schedule a free call at katiehake.com/schedule, and let's just chat and see if it's the right fit for you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.